For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett is taking the high road after Roseanne Barr's tweet that many called a vicious personal and racial attack. She spoke on MSNBC.
I think we have to turn it into a teaching moment. I'm fine. I'm worried about all the people out there who don't have a circle of friends and followers.
Her talent agency fired her, and her show reruns are being pulled off cable channels. The network made the announcement after Barr tweeted that former White House advisor Valerie Jarrett is a product of the Muslim Brotherhood and the Planet of the Apes. Barr apologized and vowed to leave Twitter. Robert Thompson's a professor of TV and pop culture at Syracuse University.
Well, I thought that this might eventually end in Roseanne getting canceled, but I didn't think they were going to do it as quickly as they did.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
President Trump spoke at a campaign rally in Nashville for Republican candidate Marsha Blackburn. And once again, he's talking tough on immigration.
What was the name? Animals. MS-13 takes advantage of glaring loopholes in our immigration laws.
The body of a Maryland man who was swept away by flash floods in Ellicott City was recovered. Howard County Executive Alan Kittleman paid tribute to 39-year-old Edison Herman, who was helping save a woman and her cat from drowning in the raging waters.
Guardsmen often and always put public service first, way beyond the call of duty. And that's exactly what Mr. Herman did the other day. He saw somebody in need, didn't think about himself, and went to bring aid.
2 years ago, two people died in a similar flood in Ellicott City. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Hawaii wants the world to know that the Kilauea volcano is only threatening a small portion of the state. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Hawaii's governor says even on the big island where the volcano is located, less than 1% of the land has been impacted by the eruptions. But Governor David Ige says the state's losing out on tens of millions of dollars in tourist spending because images of the fiery destruction have been beamed around the world, scaring off potential visitors. He says every effort's being made to be transparent about the dangers that do exist, but that there are several other islands totally unaffected by the lava and toxic gas. Islands, he says, have beautiful beaches and scenery that are completely unaffected by Kilauea's eruptions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. State Department has just released the latest report on international religious freedom. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
The International Religious Freedom Report reviews conditions in 200 countries and territories around the world. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also announced the dates for a first-ever ministerial meeting to advance religious freedoms.
I am pleased to announce that the United States will host the first-ever ministerial to advance religious freedom at the Department of State on July 25th and 26th of this year.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.